On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Reading from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast, where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Thanks for listening. Please share this message and subscribe. Listen, my question for you today is, are you going through a storm in your marriage? Have you reached a point in your marriage where a spontaneous storm that you did not predict has come along? And now this sudden storm is about to wreck your marriage. The type of storm, like, for example, a newly discovered hidden secret of your spouse. One that you had no clue about previously. And now this secret has disappointed you so much that you feel like you are in a boat, metaphorically speaking, that is about to capsize. Well, if you have suddenly found yourself in a sinking marriage due to an unpredictable event, my second question is for you: if you are riding along life with and in Christ, then why are you so afraid? Do you not have faith? If you are afraid, then do not fret. Even the disciples were afraid of their bad circumstances, and they were physically in the presence of Christ, the Lord of glory. However, your solution for dealing with your marital storm is confidence, developing confidence in Christ. Faith in His power is what is needed to face any storm, whether natural or metaphysical. Furthermore, as a married Christian believer, when faced with the toughest storms in marriage, then you can rest assured that Christ is by your side. His presence should give you confidence that He will and can calm the storm. However, sometimes God, in His infinite wisdom, knows married believers can be immature, spiritually speaking, and He has to allow a storm to brew in your marriage to develop your confidence in Him and to make you a more seasoned believer. Well, thanks for listening. If you have enjoyed this devotional, then please share it with a friend